Bob Wren Stadium, the home of Ohio baseball, underwent a change this fall from a natural dirt and grass infield to an all-artificial turf infield. The change completes a goal Ohio head coach Rob Smith had since he came to Ohio and ends the conversation Smith started with longtime baseball donor the Nicholson family back in 2016 after Ohio took 2 out of 3 from Notre Dame to run its record on turf to well over 500.
The day I arrived. Yeah, from the day I arrived, for me, it was something that I wanted to see happen. I knew that it was going to be an integral part of how we were going to try to get better and move the program forward. Time when I took this idea to Larry, you know, we were 43-19. And so that was a pretty compelling statement.
The entire $600,000 cost of the project was covered by donations from former players, parents of players, and the Nicholson family, who as lead donor of the project has their name displayed on the turf in front of the first base dugout. And the coaching staff has already seen the benefits of the switch, especially former catcher turned assistant coach Nick Bredesen.
I would have loved it as a player, but I probably like it even more so now, just because taking care of the field falls on my shoulders now. So my life just got 400,000 times easier.
The ability to practice in poor weather and the ability to get in extra work after practice on the turf are some of the benefits the players have seen so far. But the possible health benefits to the new playing surface have the biggest impact to players like senior first baseman Rudy Rote.
For me, wearing molded cleats is going to help a lot. Wearing those spikes all the time is definitely not good for your back. I can feel that over a long season.
The switch from dirt to turf is not only benefiting the players and the coaches, but is also benefiting Ohio student managers like Brock Riesler.
Some nice things we haven't really had to do is worry about field maintenance before and after with, we didn't really drag the field, but setting up specifically for BP with a lot of the mats and halos and worrying about on top of the tarp on top of that, it's just allowed us to be able to help the players throughout games or throughout practices when last week we wouldn't have been able to practice.
The switch puts Ohio on a list with Kent State, Ball State, and Miami as Mid-American Conference schools with turf fields. Jimmy Farmer, WWB.